Hello and welcome to this week's golf betting show. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. Two events to take you through in less than 10 minutes. The Volvo China Open on the European Tour and also the Zurich Classic on the PGA Tour. Let's start over in China. It's an interesting event. Paul Williams, as ever, has pulled together his full analysis, which is really bearing fruit at the moment. A very close call last week with Tommy Fleetwood following on from a couple of decent wins earlier in the spring. So Paul's on a bit of a roll. This Volvo China Open, it tends to travel around China and different courses. And this year is no different. It's actually been played at the Thomson Shanghai Pudong Golf Club, just outside of Shanghai in China. Now, it's interesting that this course actually has played host to the BMW Asian Open in the past from 2004 through to 2008. And reading the names in terms of who had won that tournament around this course, Pudong, between you and me, Miguel Angel Jimenez, Ernie Els, Gonzalo Fernandez Castaño, Rafael Jacquelin, and Darren Clark. That's a decent list of champions, isn't it? And if you think it through, that's also a list of champions that has a real kind of seaside, coastal golf course feel to it. I'll take you through that in a little bit more detail in a short while, but let me take you through the top 10 of Paul Williams's published predictor model this week. Don't forget, Golf Betting System, Golf Betting Tips, something like that into the search engine of the choice. You'll come across us. Our predictor models, they're unique across both the European Tour and the PGA Tour. Free to use, along with all of our other preview information, statistics. It's all free. It's Golf Betting System. You can pull together your own predictor model. Paul's model, which is published on the site right now, 10 is Scott Henn, 40-1 with William Hill. 9 is Richie Ramsey, 30-1 with Sky Bet. 8 is Michael Hoey, 80-1 with Coral. 7 is Ross Fisher, 35-1 with Bet365. 6 is Gregory Baldy, 33-1 with Sky Bet. Top 5, Alexander Levy, 30-1 with Bet365. 4 is Roman Wattel, 35-1 with Coral. 3 is Emiliano, God, get it right, Steve. Emiliano Grillo, 25-1 with Coral. 2 is Alvaro Quiroz, 60-1 with Bet365. Number 1, Tommy Fleetwood, 20-1 with Paddy Power. So that's Fleetwood, Quiroz, Griot, Wattel, Levy. If you're looking for a few names lower down, 11 is Pablo Larrazabal, Wade Ormsby, Gary Stow, Nicholas Kolsarts, JB Kruger. It's a decent event, it has to be said. It's featuring a lot of strong European Tour players. Okay, on to Paul's tips, and it's as we know, Paul likes to follow the predictor model quite closely, and he's doing that with Tommy Fleetwood, 2 points each way at 20-1. Fleetwood, who managed to squeak into the World Match Play last week with his top three finish, that's a fantastic step forward. Obviously, he's flying out to San Francisco next week. So he's going from China to San Francisco. And it's interesting as well, if he can squeak into the top 50 by the close of play on Sunday, he'll actually get an invite to the Players' Championship, which is being played the week after the WGC match play. So big, big tournaments for Tommy Fleetwood. In great nick from tee to green. If the putter can warm ever so slightly, he's going to get his second European Tour victory very, very soon. So Tommy Fleetwood, 2 points each way at 20-1 with Betfred. Thinking about this this liking for seaside or coastal golf courses, Ross Fisher certainly fits that criteria. So Paul's in with Ross, 1.25 points each way, 35-1 with Paddy Power. Ross Fisher, who's playing very neat and tidy golf at the minute, and as we know, can play well out in the Far East and well on bent grass greens. It is a bent grass green golf course out at Pudong here. It's a 7,315 yard par 72, and conditions look like they're going to be particularly cold, so it's going to play all of that length. Power looks like it's an advantage. So Ross Fisher is Paul's second tip, and after Fisher we've got Scott Hend, who has a particular liking for this golf course. Don't really know why, But he obviously plays well here. He's third in 2007, ninth in 2008. As long as you like, Scott Hend, a point each way at 40-1 with Bet365. And finally, another player Paul tends to keep close to. This guy is certainly going to pop up and contend or even win very, very soon. It's just picking him on the right week. Has a real liking for coastal golf courses. The Northern Irishman, Michael Hoey, 0.75 each way, 80-1 with Betfred for Hoey. So Hoey, Scott Hend, Ross Fisher and Tommy Fleetwood make up Paul's tips for this week. The Volvo China Open. Okay, let's go across the pond. We have 4.5 minutes left. This week's predictor model, the Zurich Classic, which is always played, of course, at TPC Louisiana. Another par 72, 7,425 yards, peak die design. 10, Ricky Fowler, 18-1 with Stan James. 9 is Brendan Steele, 40-1 with Bet365. 8, Martin Laird, 90-1 with Bet365. 7, Keegan Bradley, 22-1 with William Hill. 6, Charles Howell III, 66-1 with Sky Bet. Top 5, Jason Bone, 110-1 with Bet365. 4, Justin Rose, 10-1 with Ladbrokes. 3, Jason Day, 11-1 with Sky Bet. 2, Harris English, 25-1 with Coral. Number 1, Dustin Johnson, 8-1 with Paddy Power. They've gone 6 places each way this week. Johnson, Harris English, Jason Day, Justin Rose, Jason Bone. A little bit further down, you've got Big Bad, Bobby Garagus, Chris Strew, John Peterson, who has local links, playing quite well, especially tee to green. Jerry Kelly won here in 2009 at 14. Justin Thomas, been heavily backed. Very good statistically, likes Carolina golf courses, and that really does link well into TPC Louisiana, the kind of players that play well here. And Thomas, the only thing I don't like about Thomas, never played the golf course, and that tends to be a problem for rookies. Okay, let me take you through my particular tips. Going to have to move very, very quickly as there's 7 of them. Really is a scattergun approach, but this golf course and the results here can be a little bit like that. It's a place where first-time winners or tour maidens get the job done. Experience counts. If you can get a golfer that's had a couple of years on tour, that really is advantageous over a rookie. Or you're looking for a golfer that hasn't got a huge amount of wins. Bubba Watson has won here with a couple of wins to his name. Jerry Kelly the same. You're not looking for players that are absolutely prolific to win this golf course, golf tournament. It's not that kind of tournament. Okay, I'm going for Sean O'Hare, a point each way at 45-1 with Betfair. Morgan Hoffman, a point each way at 50-1 with Betfred. Scott Piercy, a point each way at 66-1 with Stan James. And then 4 triple-digit players. Kyle Reefers, half a point each way, 100-1 with Paddy Power, 6 places each way. Jason Bone, these are all half a point each way. Jason Bone, 110-1 with Bet365. Lucas Glover, 125-1 with Bet365. And Will Wilcox, 125-1 with Stan James. It's a real mix there of players. You've got Sean O'Hare, who's a four-time PGA Tour winner, but hasn't won since 2012, playing great golf at the moment, loving the Bermuda grass greens and really putting like an absolute Trojan at the moment. So Sean O'Hare. Morgan Hoffman, if you're looking for a rookie or a maiden that could get the job done this week, I think Hoffman's going to take a lot of beating, a point each way at 50-1. Scott Piercy now. It could be that the course plays a little bit receptive this week and there looks like thunderstorms on Thursday. So Scott Piercy, step forward, loves soft golf courses, 10th in Houston a few weeks ago, a point each way at 66-1. And then we've got Reefers, really been backed heavily this week and you can see why. Not a lot of, he's experienced, but hasn't done a lot of the main tour, but he loves playing on southern golf courses. Jason Bone, winner here in 2010. Lucas Glover, if he can putt well this week, has a real, real chance of winning. Tee to green is excellent and loves this golf course, Lucas Glover. And finally, Will Wilcox. Just like the look of Will's stats and another player that really plays well on Bermuda grass greens and did well on debut here. 12 months ago. Thanks for listening to this week's Golf Betting Show. I'll see you again next week for the Cadillac World Match Play. Goodbye.